back to Pop Culture Prisoner. I'm your host, Dipti, here on a podcast where we talk about all the smut that I want to talk about, mainly Bravo stuff.
Yes.
I am here with two of my fave guests, Larkin and Haley. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
I have done so many podcasts with Larkin and Haley, I can't even count that high. But I always forget to say they're sisters, in case you didn't know. So
People knew that.
We are sisters.
Yeah. They're sisters.
And I mean, our only listener gave birth to us. She was.
Yes.
Hi, hello, Penny.
Just kidding.
Thank you for listening.
Mom, I'm sure there's 10 more people. I don't know. I haven't talked to her lately.
I haven't either. I actually was wondering if she doesn't listen anymore.
Well, she hasn't mentioned it. Last time I did talk, Penny, listening.
If you're listening, you better text Haley and Larkin. If you don't text them, we know you're not listening.
Exactly. There you go. Tester. Testing.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about episode 7 of Vanderpump Rules of the Scandoval season. And then we're going to talk about episode 6 of Summer House. Guys, I have a big note in my notes from this week. And I wrote 19 minutes in, I am so bored.
Oh.
I thought since Scandoval broke, of the whole season, this was a bit of a drag, this episode.
Really?
I thought so.
I don't totally agree, because I feel like what's exciting about it is looking for all the Easter eggs.
I rewound it a few times.
Okay, that's good. All right, so let's start from the beginning. And then you guys, maybe I missed some Easter eggs. Obviously, the fight at the end of the episode, we will get into all of it. There was good stuff there. But I just thought a lot of it, I was like, just dragging through it. But okay, so we start off, we're still at Sky Bar, where Rachel and Charlie have crashed the party. Mm-hmm. And I found it odd, Rachel's like bragging to Schwartz and everyone about how she put Lala in her place and how she was saying all these things. And she talks about how she said it in front of Katie's mom, which is a super weird flex to have because it was just rude. And then Schwartz is like, oh, you saw Katie's mom? I love her. And I'm like, Schwartz, that was a really odd thing to say. Like, you just got divorced. She probably hates you.
No, she doesn't. I think she loves him. Yeah. And I think that it wasn't weird because he said, the reason I think it wasn't weird was because she didn't finish her sentence before he reacted. She was like, and Katie's mom was there, and he was like, oh, you saw Terry? I love Terry.
Yeah.
So he said it while she was saying the thing about like how, and then he was like, she's my girl. She's my girl.
And then Rachel says, and then she says, oh yeah, I told them all, or she got mad at me because I said that I wanted to make out with you. And did you see Schwartz's face? He was like, Why would you say that? But then not long after that, and then he's immediately texting, and I thought maybe he was texting Katie, like, what the fuck happened? But then not long after that, he starts smiling really big and is super excited. Like, that's so cool you stood up to Lala. And he's like, Schwartz is like, she's kind of thriving, and that's hot. And I'm like, what?
Well, I think he's fake in his interviews about her. I don't think there was anything between the two of them.
No. Yeah, they were never interested. That was all for the show, 100%.
So do you think his genuine reaction was, why the fuck would you talk about that in front of Katie's mom?
Well, to the degree that Schwartz has any like normal human compassionate feelings, like he's a fucking ding dong. Can we just make that straight? Schwartz is a total dum dum. And so is Tom Sandoval. Like, always have been, always will be.
I gotta say, like, every week Schwartz does something where I think to myself, I hate him more than Sandoval, and why? And I hate Sandoval a lot. And like, why is the world not coming down on him? Like, I know we're not there yet, but we'll get to the point. I don't think they are. I don't think they're coming down on Schwartz. Like,
oh, on Schwartz. I'm sorry. I thought you meant Sandoval.
Oh, no, not on Schwartz. Yeah. And I'm like, he's such an absolute piece of shit. He treats, like, I'm sorry. People can say what they want about Katie, and I'm sure there's some truth to her being, like, meh, or whatever. But I don't think, but I actually think, like, there is a lot to be said for who she spent her time with for so many years, and how shitty he treated her. And how...
Yes. Wait, so you think, I think that looks poorly on her, that she spent that much time with him. But also, so, or are you saying that it's almost like she's been in an abusive relationship? I mean, I don't,
yes, self, yes. But
her,
he,
he's ruined her self-esteem.
Yes, totally. And he treats, like, so she, down. Did you see her interview on Watch What Happened Live? Watch What Happens Live with Danny Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that, you did. And so you saw the part where Danny basically was like, so, like, he cheated on you, like, when you were dating, he cheated on you, and then after you were married, there was, like, the incident where he was like, oh, sorry, I just got drunk, and then I made out with some girl, and he was, sorry, bub, and he was like, I mean, I don't remember exactly what Danny asked, but, like, kind of like, what the fuck, like, were you not thinking that he was cheating out? And she was like, had to stop herself from crying, but was basically like, that's somebody, that's, you were watching a woman with, like, no self-esteem. Somebody who didn't think she deserved any better and, like, a broken person. She said that. I was a broken person. And, like.
That's really sad.
It was very moving. I think it was on the after watch. Oh, like, the that was on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. But it was, like, but the way she spoke about it, she was like, yeah, it was like, I didn't think I deserved anything more. And I wanted to believe something was better. I wanted to believe it was better than it was. And I thought that, like, well, eventually, if I just ignore it, he'll treat me the way I want to be treated.
Well, I think that, that what's been upsetting about this season is she maybe, you know, in the time that they were filming, she maybe hadn't come to all these realizations yet. So it's like she's still, like, hanging around him, going to him sort of as, like, her person. I mean, and that does have to be, like, really, really hard that he's been her person for years, even if it was not a good person. And she's trying to find out, like, where she fits in this group. And he's kind of like the, and he's sort of like the popular guy in the group. Right.
And she knows that. She said that at one of the things. She said if anybody had to choose, they'd choose Schwartz.
Right.
But, like, I think now, present day, like, it's Sunday, March 26th night when we're recording this. I think now Katie has been through a lot since, like, a lot of therapy, a lot of time has passed, et cetera, et cetera. And she finally, at least, is beginning to see Schwartz for who he is and who she was with him. I think while they were filming, she did still want to be, quote, best friends with him. And she still was like, what's my place in it? But I truly think now she's like, he's trash and I'm better off. I think that she's gotten to that point.
I think, like, her mom kind of said it, like, oh, she's trying to be, like, strong and whatever, but, like, she's sad. She's dealing with a heartbreak. Like, even if you know that, like, you have to end things with somebody, it's still scary to be, like, in your mid-30s, breaking up with somebody who's, like, not just, who's also, like, you spent your whole 20s with, and now you've, like, built this life with, you've bought this house, and you share all your friends with. And then you have to, like,
you're famous together with him.
And thank God they don't have a baby. Oh, yeah. But
thank God, what a blessing.
I do think that it's like she was totally trying to find her way. And, like, and I think we have to, like, be respectful of the fact that, like, they work together. Like, I know this is just, like, our, we're watching it being filmed, but their work is their job of being filmed on a reality show. And so it's not like she can be, like, I think she actually was tricking herself into thinking they would be best friends, but I also think you can't, like, she had to. She didn't have the opportunity to be like, I'm just not going to see him for a year.
Right. She didn't have that luxury.
Well, so I'm kind of, I'm skipping around as one does. But what do you guys, and we can table this for later if you want, but what are your thoughts on her keeping her room for Sheena's wedding?
You know what? If you want to get just get into that fight, because we have to just get into the fight if we're talking
about. Well, you know what? Let me talk about one quick thing first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
what the fuck with Lala being like, I had, first of guy coming over.
Oh my God, Lala.
Was the most awkward thing in the world.
He was super hot. But do you think, I think they must have known each other ahead of time. Do you think
I don't
so?
Think that they knew each you other ahead of time.
You think it was a one-night stand?
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know that I necessarily even believe they had sex. I don't think she's necessarily ready.
Oh, I do.
Okay, how about she's like, she used to say, like, Rand was the best ever, and they all this. And then she's like, I haven't had an orgasm since I... She's
2016,
just full of
she said. And that he was bad at sex and blah, blah. It's like, girl, you were bragging
This is after
about
she
it.
Shoved down our throats of bragging about it. And I'm like, I don't believe anything she says.
Kind of agree with that. But I also will say that I had a friend who would talk a lot about the crazy sex and whatever. But then when you boiled it down, it was like they were always, like, to have the crazy sex, they would drink a lot, do coke. Like, there was a lot involved. So I think that Lala, she's even said, and we've heard her in other interviews say that he was like, oh, Lala used to be kinky and fun, and then she quit drinking. Right. And I'm sure she was doing a ton of drugs with him, too. He was super into coke. Like, he and Jax used to do a lot of coke together, apparently. Yes.
Oh,
allegedly.
And so they were partying. Yes. Okay, but then once she stopped drinking, it was like...
So I'm sure she was like, woo, and she, like, felt... You know, like, she felt like she was sexy and kinky and da-da-da-da and, like, all that stuff.
Supposedly rich, powerful Hollywood producer. She's like, I'm on top of the
So
world.
She could have been saying, like, oh, my God, we have the best sex. Just from the fact of being, like, I'm the best at sex because I'm so sexy and fun. Rather than thinking about her actual orgasm.
But I cannot imagine having the supposed crazy sex that she had that night in Lake Havasu with her two friends in the room next door.
No! I know.
Well, did she say it was crazy or just that she was super turned on and it was
great? No, she was like, it was the best I ever did. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, she said the bed was so wet she couldn't sleep in the bed.
Like, shut up, Lala.
So much information.
She's just so annoying.
Well, I will say in her, I agree with what you're saying. I do agree with what you're saying. I'm just playing a little devil's advocate.
Haley,
that I
you
do
think
believe
that she's sexy and she's the best at sex, okay?
I think that, I just think that in this particular instance, I think she did have sex with him. And I think that it was, I don't know, was it the best of her life? I don't know, but I think she was probably excited to have sex again.
I'm just so old and out of the single life game that I was like, she must have known this man ahead of time. He just came over and had sex with her. I mean, it was clear that he was coming. Oh, I mean, like, from the second he walked in the door, he was like, I'm here to service you. So I was like, this must have been set up, right?
No.
I mean, it is a TV show. They must have set it up, no?
No.
That's why they probably didn't have sex. It was all for show.
Yes, I think they did have sex. And I think she was like, okay, I had sex with that person and...
I guess she's just so annoying. Like, I was just like, just shut up. I don't want to hear about you having sex. It's not like, why?
I agree.
Shut up, Lala. Like, we don't care. That doesn't make you cool to me. Like, at all. Like,
agreed.
It doesn't make you uncool. It doesn't make you cool. It's just like... Oh, I guess I'm the wrong audience for that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's her storyline, though, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, her getting back on the saddle.
Yes. Literally.
Literally. So, again, really quick, when James and Allie were having an incredibly boring tarot card reading scene.
Okay, Larkin, does she not remind you of Kristen Burke?
100.
Oh my God, really?
She looks so much like her.
The way she
The way she was like sitting upright in the thing and like, Yeah.
So Kristen is their Kristen is their friend from growing up.
Yes.
To our audience listeners.
Who's an awesome person.
Yes, I met her and I think she is awesome. I thought it was just so like James needs to stop the PDA. Like, she's literally in the middle of a reading and he has to, like, kiss her cheek.
I know.
And he
has to, like,
touch her arm. It's like, James, stop.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's super touchy-feely.
I wonder if he's like that all the time or just with the filming.
I wonder. I want to know.
I mean, she did also say the whole thing, like, astrologically, like, where his Venus was makes him, like, fiery and outgoing and super, like, in your face about his, like, love and attraction or whatever, and that she's herself is more reserved and closed about it. So I was like, I wonder if he treats her like this all the time and she's okay with it, but it's, like, a lot.
I'm so surprised that they're still together in real life.
I am, too.
Like, she was at the reunion behind the scenes. I mean, she was just, like, behind the scenes at the reunion that filmed this past week. But I was surprised that she was there.
And then we have another boring scene where LVP talks to the Toms and they're like, this is why I'm like, oh, I'm so bored. But basically, whatever. They're going to keep using Greg. Who cares?
I also was like, I hate it. Like, watching Sandoval in this moment, I wanted to punch him in the face.
I wanted to punch him in the face. Annoying.
Also, like, what bothered me was he orders a frosé and a beer.
What? Lunch. Why?
And he drinks both of them. And meanwhile, LVP is like, they need to be working 24 hours a day, working their asses off to get this place open on time. And meanwhile, they come to this lunch with her and, like, double fisting alcohol.
So
I'm like,
weird.
These people, they're fucking himbos. They are total himbos. Like, they are dim bulbs, doofus, fart totally. Face, buttholes.
I hate them both.
And I don't know.
I hate them both.
I'm still so mad at LVP for elevating these two fart faces and not the girls.
I know.
Ugh. Yep.
And I cannot wait for Something About Her to open. And I will go to LA and I will eat those sandwiches.
There'll be a line out the door. Okay, so now we're at Sir, and it was a really weird setup scene where Rachel stops James and she's like, I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Like, you left the Mondrian, and then she talks about the pool party that Ariana and Tom are having, and she kept saying Tom Sandoval's whole name.
Yes.
Like, yeah, well, you're invited. It's at Tom Sandoval's house. Tom Sandoval told me you're invited. Yes.
First of all, why wouldn't you be saying Ariana?
Yes!
Because Ariana is supposed to be your friend.
Or Tom and Ariana.
And also, it was Ariana's party for
her. And it was Ariana's party. And also, yes. Sandoval, her saying Tom Sandoval is like, just shows what a douche she is, because she's like, Brad Pitt's party. We're going to Brad Pitt's party. Like, no, Tom Sandoval. Like, he's not a celebrity. He's a fucking douchey dork.
Like, I get that you have to make a difference between the two Toms, but, like, then that's why I'm like, why wouldn't you have said Tom and Ariana?
Right.
Like, but she's like, because he's, like, famous to her. Tom Sandoval's like, so, like, she's like, oh, yeah, like, he's so powerful and exciting. She says
but
it's full.
Like I said, Schwartz doesn't have a pool anymore, so she knows Schwartz wouldn't be at a party.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. The party was very specifically for Ariana recover from her dog.
To get back out there and have some fun. Yes. She was like, okay. I need to have some joy again. Right. Now, I'm going to say, I think that James is pretty much a bad person, but I'm totally on his side in this, where he's like, what the fuck? So I introduced you to all these people, and now you're inviting me to the parties and being like, and crashing boys' night and being like, I take over. I'm here now.
Yeah.
And she has no personality. She is like a lump of chihuahuas, if you're going to use her.
I mean, that's why the himbos like her, because she's a bimbo. The bimbos and the himbos can hang out.
Yeah, she's like, one of the things that I find so funny about James specifically in this episode is him losing his goddamn mind at the party, where he's like, why is my name coming up when you're talking about bad things? And then it's like, James doesn't realize that nothing is about him anymore. Like, it's all about Scandoval, though nobody knows that, of course. But he's just like, they're like, well, you slept with, Lala slept with James. He's like, why am I coming up? But it's like he wants attention, but only good attention.
I kind of saw his point, though. He's like, this is between you and Lala. Like, yes. She never liked you. She told you about this. You're pissed about it because you also don't like her. Yeah. And have been, like, threatened by her. Like, this isn't about me. Why don't the two of you address the fact that you hate each other and leave me out of it?
Well, they are leaving him out of it. I mean, they are.
Yeah, but Raquel, I see his point. He's like, Raquel's going to my new girlfriend talking shit about me. She's fighting with Lala over me. She's crashing boys' night. Like, what the fuck, girl?
Okay, here's what I guess I'm trying to say.
He's like, keep me out of it. Let me have my life. What is your deal?
So I guess what I'm trying to say is, really, Raquel doesn't care about the James of it all, though. All she cares about is Sandoval, but none of them knew at the time. So really, it's funny watching James. To me, it's funny knowing what's going on. It's funny watching James freak out about his name coming up when really Rachel doesn't give a flying fuck about him. All she cares about is the affection of Sandoval. So seeing James be like, don't bring my name down. It's like, it's not about you. It's all about her.
I think she likes having a reason to be like, Lala's bad.
Yes, she has. Sure. She's literally just trying to put the attention on herself by bringing up this argument. Like, I feel like she's that's all it is.
Screen time
is to get screen time.
And
attention.
James is like, you don't care about this. But then when Sandoval was like, she just found out 2 weeks ago, is the only thing that I'll give Sandoval in all of this. It is
no, true. I won't give him that because he should not have been involved in the fucking fight.
He should not have.
Charlie already said that on behalf of Raquel. Charlie had already said that at the fight when they had the fight in
Havasu
or Vegas or whatever. She said, but she just found out about it. She's not over it. I mean, to. Like, Lala being like, we're over it, is annoying.
It's like, annoying.
Okay, so somebody, if we're just going to speak Lala for a minute, I don't know who I was listening to, I should give them credit, but they were making the point of the 12 steps, I think it was She Speaks Bravo, who is saying, like, that she did the 12 steps herself, and the thing that she finds so frustrating about Lala is that it's like, okay, Lala, you're constantly saying, but I was drinking, and I'm not drinking anymore, so blah, blah, blah. But as part of those, it's like, the making amends is, like, saying, I did this thing while I was drinking, and not just leaving it at, like, I did this thing, and I was drinking, and that's why I did it, but then saying, and I'm sorry that I did that, and I'm sorry that I actually hurt you, and I am working to, like, improve myself so that I don't do that kind of behavior anymore. But Lala's leaving out the whole taking responsibility for it.
Or accountability. I mean, no accountability. Like, is accountability
part of it? She's just saying,
I
did it because I was drinking. She's, like, blaming it on the drinking. She's not taking responsibility for it and being apologetic for it.
Totally. You're so right.
So she's not actually making the amends.
And her whole thing is, I've been working on myself so hard. I've been making so many amends. And it's like, yeah, you've been working on yourself some. I'll give you that. But you're not doing this huge thing.
She Speaks Bravo's point was that Emily from She Speaks Bravo was like, I'm bringing this up because you're the one making a big deal about your sobriety and, like, working on yourself with your sobriety, but you're not actually working any of the steps, which is, if that's the way you're going to be about it and you're staying sober, fine, but, like, you actually haven't changed as a person because you're still not being accountable for any of your actions, even all this stuff with Randall. Like, you did all that stuff. Just be like, I was young, I got, like, enthralled with this older man who seemed like he had a lot of power and was going to give me a lot of opportunity, and I was charmed by him, and I wanted this life, and I pursued it, and I was drinking and doing a lot of drugs, and I'm not doing that anymore, and I made some stupid choices, but I have this great child, and now I'm trying to, like, pick up the pieces of my life. Like, be honest about it. Don't
lie. And she keeps telling like Raquel to get over it, and it's like, and that's where I was like, well, Raquel did just find out about it, but it is, I mean,
and also, like, you're not over the whole Randall stuff. You might think he's an asshole, but, like, you're not over
that. Over the embarrassment of...
Right, yeah. The embarrassment. Like, mm-hmm. the humiliation. Well, it's
just I hate that Rachel's right. Like, she's just such a fucking hypocrite. All she does is, like, yell louder. You know, she's a fucking idiot. And her arguments don't make any sense.
Okay, so I think I forwarded it to you guys, reading that thing that somebody posted where they were like, Lala never got this kind of attention with Rand, like the whole Scandoval thing. Like, she never got like the empathy from people. Everybody just thought, well, you're like, you were a mistress and you acted like an asshole to everybody once you started dating him and you deserve this. Like, we don't feel sorry for you. So she's got like this like misplaced anger and like upset that she's directing at Raquel and like directing it, that like her whole weird behavior on Instagram and stuff, it's a little embarrassing. It's like kind of embarrassing, and it's all, I think, because she wanted that empathy for herself, and so she's like got herself in the position of Ariana, but she's not Ariana. Like, it's a different situation.
Yes.
I mean, she could have played it so differently, I feel like, the Rand thing, than she did, and it would have given, I mean, people would have, yeah, you're right, like, felt some sympathy for her, and
but her hands and she was tight.
Trying to make it, well, and she was trying to make this season all about the custody battle of my, I'm fighting for my life,
right,
and all of that, and it was like, he's gonna give you whatever you want because he has no money,
right,
like, you're gonna be fine, like, the guy has nothing, like,
yeah, like, I don't get the vibe that he, like, wants Ocean. Like, he doesn't want to take care of Ocean.
Exactly. The guy is, like...
Not that he doesn't want her in his life, but he's not going to try to, like, have full custody. Because he's got,
you know, 50 Cent after him for money. So,
right.
I mean, I don't think she's got to worry. He's got bigger problems than custody battles. Yeah, so
Can we just talk about a couple quotes from Ariana that were haunting? Ariana says that she finds it so hard to, quote, to wrap my mind around the idea that Raquel is fighting people and being crazy. I would think that Katie, Lala, and Christina gave the mean girl treatment to Raquel like they've given to other people in the past. Like, she's friends with them, but she's like, I can't support them. They're being mean girls to poor little Raquel.
Well, she's not wrong, though, given that.
True.
So let's talk about the mean girl of it all. Katie and Lala, are they being mean girls to Raquel? Yeah. But also, Raquel.
Lala, 100%. Katie, borderline.
But I don't think that Raquel doesn't not deserve it.
At this point, though, we don't know.
Given what they actually knew.
She tried to make out with Schwartz.
That's why I'm saying I don't think Katie was being a mean girl.
Yeah, you're right. Katie was like, I could light you on fire, and she was totally right, and she didn't. She's like, I've embraced you.
Can we please have begged Katie to stop saying she's going to turn
people on fire? I know, she needs to stop saying that. It's too much.
It's so stupid. What does that even mean? You're not going to literally go and blow someone up, you
idiot. And she's saying it too much.
She's over. Katie's... I don't know. Can we also just literally, okay, I went to the mall yesterday, you guys, which I haven't been to the mall in forever, okay, but I'm going on vacation, and I was like, I need to get some clothes for the kids and maybe something fun for myself. And I was like, I went into H&M, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, fast fashion is the downfall of our nation, and it is the tragedy of these reality shows, because the way Katie dresses, I kept thinking about Katie the whole time. I'm going through H&M and I was like picking things up. I'm like, Katie would wear this.
Katie would wear thinking that. About Katie.
This would be terrible. Time. And I literally started looking as if I was her dresser, her stylist. And I was like, Katie would look really cute in this. If Katie wore this, this would look so much better on her than what she was wearing. That beret that she was wearing.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, that
she has a lot of misses in her wardrobe.
And the camo dress.
I don't remember the camo
dress. And her confessional. Oh, she's wearing a sequined camouflage dress.
Oh, God.
Well, her Watch What Happens Live outfit was, like, on What?
Wait, no.
Watch what happened. The black hoodie? The yoga hoodie over a black skirt with her underwear showing through?
She looked so good.
Oh, she looked great.
She looked great. No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Larkin. I agree she with looked Haley. Stunning.
I thought I was like, why are you wearing a hoodie? To what you were in New York
because
City.
Because it's
girl.
Cool. It's an cool. Because
she's cool. She looked good. Hair? She looked cool.
No. Haley, I agree with you.
Yes.
No. I thought her
you're
hair,
wrong.
Actually,
you're wrong, Larkin. You're wrong. Hang it up. You're done. You're done.
No. She looked horrendous, and it was a disappointment.
She didn't.
She was a black
and most
blob.
People in the
she
world
was a black
agree.
Blob on TV. That's what it looked like. A blob of too much fabric. It was all this black oversized sweatshirt.
But I that's what's like, in the hood.
Oh,
you're wrong. Like,
that
she
is
looked great.
So horrible.
She looked stunning. She looked great.
I think that Katie is very pretty. She has amazing eyebrows and amazing hair.
She has
hair.
A great face, and I love her hair. I love the bob.
Oh, she has beautiful eyes.
Yeah, but she just messes up a lot of her style a lot. But I thought she looked
she's
gorgeous.
She's really good. At, I know
just,
she
but
was
not
like,
just Katie. The rest of them, all that fast
oh, yeah.
fashion
oh, yeah.
trash that they
true.
Wear. I mean,
okay. Like, them all gushing... Oh, I'm sorry, but them all gushing over Raquel at the beach party or the pool party, I was like... And Ariana was like, this is what you wear when you're, like, in your 20s and single, and this is what you wear when you don't, or something. Somebody...
She was like, well, you look incredible, or something, when Raquel...
They were all...
look that incredible.
And I was... So I was then like, what am I missing here? And so, oh, when I talked to Britt earlier today, she was like, I don't watch Vanderpump,
Britt is
but,
for our listeners. Britt
oh,
is...
Oh, our other sister.
Another sister. Yes.
Another... Yeah, we have another one. Quinn is
also
another one, too.
Hates
but Britt... Britt does not watch Vanderpump Rules. So she was like, but I've been paying attention to the Scandival. And she was like, and I've watched the last two episodes or whatever. And she was like, do you think this is all fake for, and I was like, not at all. Not even a millisecond. No, it's 100% real. And she was like, And then she said, well, I don't get it. She was, and I was saying how dumb and like boring Raquel is and how she has zero personality. And Britt was like, she's not pretty. She was like, I don't get it. She's not that pretty. So why? She was like, I thought you were going to say she had a great personality because otherwise I don't get why they're all gushing
she
over
used
how
to be prettier,
hot she
I
is.
Think.
I
she did
don't
something
understand.
To her face.
I she actually wonder.
She was skinnier, but I don't think she was prettier.
I wonder if she's one of those who's gorgeous in person. You know,
possibly,
like, you know
so
how there's some people that
thin.
Look weird on TV, but in person, like, they're...
Because
her face
kinda.
Is super square, and, I mean,
very
her
square.
Her nose is definitely better now since she had the nose job.
But it's a bad nose job.
Yeah, it doesn't look
it's
like...
It's super crooked, like,
what's
all
the
that
whole
stuff?
Story with that? Because I didn't watch last season, so what was...
Oh, she just got a botched nose job. Oh,
she got a botched nose job, and it's crooked. If you look at it, it's completely... Like, obviously crooked.
Okay. But the nose before, I mean, this nose is better than the before nose.
I don't remember the before.
Not significantly.
But I think that Raquel, like, I think that something, she did something to her face or something happened where she doesn't look as pretty anymore. And it's not just the Scandival of it all. Like, even when I thought she looked beautiful in the first couple episodes of this season, but I didn't think she carried that same beauty into her confessionals, which were filmed later, you know? But
her face looks wider.
It looks so much wider. Why?
It's the haircut. I actually don't love the short hair on her.
I know, in the middle part.
I think that this haircut is not... I don't think this haircut's flattering.
Well, but
face.
You see the pictures of her and her glasses that the paparazzi are getting of her?
Not good.
I mean, all right, let me just preface. I would look horrible if anybody took a picture of me anywhere, so I'm not, like, trying to shame her.
We can talk about whatever we want. I mean, I don't look great these days.
I'm just saying, this. We got into, like, talking about her looks and
what
else because Britt was saying she doesn't...
So I look 2 years older than I am.
Someone told Larkin that she looked, they guessed her age, and they guessed it 2 years older than
I am. I'm not even 50 yet. And somebody said I looked 51. Anyway, but...
But.
Anyway, The yes. point is, I don't get the big whoop about her, because she, aside from, I mean, in addition to being like totally stupid and having zero personality.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but all the people saying she's not dumb. She's not dumb.
Oh, like
all
I
the
hate
like the friends of friends it. And stuff. I'm yeah. like, she actually is dumb. She is not a smart, intelligent person. Even if she is like,
just because you're manipulative to get guys doesn't
exactly.
mean you're smart.
Exactly. She's not intelligent. She didn't know not to put aluminum foil in the microwave. And she's 28. Like, what the fuck?
I hate when people are say, like, certain people are not stupid. It's like, I'm sorry, but she is. And I don't like calling people dumb, but she is. And it's just that she happens to have one MO in life, and that's attention from men. And so, yeah, I guess she's kind of good at that. It doesn't make her smart.
And I'm sorry, but she has been on this show now for 5 years, and she still has not figured out how to put a sentence together
yeah,
with any, absurd. Like, real...
Oh, but, okay, so I actually slightly disagree a little bit, because I do think that she's brave for going up against all those girls in the kitchen.
It's only because Sandoval
it's
gave her...
It's only because oh. of Sandoval. She is... But even beyond right. that, if you watched her in that fight, I was like, this is... He might as well have a little earpiece in her
yes.
ear telling her exactly what to say. Everything that is coming out of her mouth, calling them a bully, saying she's pathetic, saying she's a bimbo. You're a bimbo and a mistress. Her calling Lala a bimbo and a mistress, that was Sandoval 5,000% written all over it. Like, Raquel would never have called Lala
no,
a bimbo.
No, that's true.
That is him being like, she's a slut who fucked her way and thought she was going to get, why'd she have a baby with him, and then
yeah, she's an
talking
idiot.
So
blah,
much
blah, blah,
shut
blah, blah,
shit
yeah.
about Lala and saying how pathetic she is and like all the shit. And Schwartz doesn't like Lala either, so you know mm-hmm. they've talked so much shit about her.
Yeah, she's getting all that from them,
and it's
agreed.
It's all that.
Okay, yeah. What do you guys think of this particular part? So, you know, Lala says. Whatever, Raquel has moved on from the whole James and Lala having sex thing. We've moved on. And Katie's like, she needs to get her head checked. And then Ariana steps in. She's like, come on, no, that's mean. And then Sandoval jumps in and says, Katie, here's the thing with you. If somebody doesn't have your exact perspective, they're somehow wrong. And at this point,
oh my
Ariana
God.
Is so fed up with Sandoval. She walks away and she's like, Tom, I'm walking away. I'm not doing this Tom against the girls thing.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, interesting.
I thought that
Ariana
was very interesting. Like, they were on
does not
the same
like
side.
Sandoval.
Like, they were on the same side in their argument. Like, in their, they were both protecting
yes!
Raquel.
But she knows him, and she knows he's an asshole who hates Katie and was just
yes.
going to come in and shit yes. all over everybody mm-hmm. else and come and
she
be
probably
his,
hears
like,
him say it all day.
I thought it was interesting that she was like, but then she didn't have his back, and she didn't want to be like associated with him
yes.
when he started to get
okay.
So
I gotta say, now other people have been saying this, and I'm like, I agree that she, people were like, you know, in this season, Ariana looks sad. She looks a little like worn down. She just whatever. And like, since the scandal has broken, these pictures of her, it's like people are saying, but I have seen a bunch of people say it, that she looks so beautiful and like lighter. Like,
oh,
she looks, and I think it's true. I think like getting rid of him, even though I'm sure she's sad and heartbroken.
Yeah, of course.
I think, I hope it's true. Let me say that. I do think she looks great, and I do really hope it's true that there is going to be a lightness that is lifted off of her to not have to fucking deal with his bullshit anymore and to be like honest about what a piece of shit he is.
And her walking away from that, I was just kind of like, ugh, she couldn't stand him.
And she has had to deal with so much over the years with him.
I do yeah. think it's true, though, that she, for years, I think, he's annoyed the shit out of her. And that's
yeah.
where I'm like, Do you think that they didn't break up sooner because they own a house together, they're on a show together?
Why did they buy a house together, though?
Well, because I think they were everyone probably in love at that point. Everybody was doing it. I mean, that was, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, like 4 years like ago. 2019. It was 2019, I thought we figured out last time.
I think it's complicated, you know?
I think so, too. They have a cat together, because I think the dog was hers, but
they have another dog though too.
Anyway, yeah, it just feels like she didn't really like it. Like, I think she's gonna be just fine basically with this breakup.
Okay, so I know that we talked about this on text, me and you two, but I do want to say I slightly disagree with you on your take of Watch What Happens Live. I rather enjoyed it with Jax and Brittany. Jax, I think, was irritating the shit out of Andy.
Yes.
And Andy kept wanting to be like, stop talking.
Because Jax would not shut up.
He wouldn't shut up. Yes. I was loving the episode. Loving it. I was loving Jax being fucking Jax and yes. Brittany being like, are you serious? And, yes. Oh my God, I didn't know that. It's like, do you guys not talk?
When it first started, I was like, oh no, I don't think I can watch this and hear her with that accent. Like, at first I was like, I don't know if I can sit through this.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, she's sweet. Like, I like little Brittany. But he is a doofus.
Oh, for sure.
Stop talking.
But I enjoyed watching him. I enjoy being like, oh,
yeah. Would you want him back on the show?
No, I don't need him on the show. No, correct. No. Yes,
agreed.
Haley, what did you think?
I didn't watch it.
What?
I only watched clips. I meant to go back and watch it. I know. And I only ended up watching clips of it. And I meant to go watch it and I didn't. Sorry. I thought that I enjoyed the clips. I didn't. And I was like, oh, this is fun. But I didn't necessarily. I don't want him back. Seeing his energy, I was like, I don't want that.
I know. His energy is such tweaker energy, man.
But it was just fun to see him throw Sandoval under the bus.
Yeah.
Because I hate Sandoval. I also hate Schwartz. Jack.
He also threw Schwartz being like, no, he's known for a long time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Said that Sandoval has cheated on Ariana before. That this was not the first time and not the last time since Miami Girl.
Right.
There'd been, yeah.
Yes, I think we all know that now, too.
He's also filled with lies and stuff all the time. Like, it's not like I believe everything he says, but I just love watching him literally destroy his relationship.
He doesn't really lie that much, though, does he?
Yeah. I think that he acts like he knows more than he does.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, that, for sure.
I definitely thought he was trying to play like he's like, you know, because he's the number one guy.
Right, exactly. The number one guy.
Oh, did you see he, like, sent a text to all the girls?
Yes. Ugh.
Oh, he did?
Was like, good luck to, like, Ariana, Sheena. And
for the reunion. And he's like, you're good pros. Good luck out
there.
Yeah.
He spelled your without an apostrophe. Didn't use a comma before it. And then he, like, posts it to his Instagram stories just so everyone knows.
Of course. He's in. What a good guy he is.
So before we move on to Summer House, let's just talk about our latest thoughts on the timeline.
Wait. We didn't talk about Larkin brought up the whole thing Larkin wanted to talk about. Was Katie in the hotel room.
Oh my God. I was like, okay, we'll get right to it. And then I literally almost skipped
it. I want to know what you guys would do. In that scenario, if you were invited to a friend's wedding, you spent $1,000 on a room, and then you got uninvited to the friend's wedding, but all of your friends are going to be there. What would you do?
I would take the money and not go.
Yes, I would have too, but I'm not on a reality show with these people. That's true. If I was on a reality show with these people, with this long history, this back and forth relationship, and feeling like truly like Sheena had meddled in my divorce for a fucking storyline, and that it was like she's been through a divorce herself. What an asshole! I'd be like, I'm totally on Katie's side on this. I'm sorry, but I was. I was like,
I am too.
And Schwartz coming in, her running.
Oh, that pissed Sheena me off.
Sheena running to him, being like, your ex-wife sucks. I was like, fuck you, Sheena. You are not a girl's girl at all. And then.
I've never been a girl's girl.
And then Sheena, and then him coming and like being on Sheena, like not at all surprised, him being like, come on, bub. Ugh. You need to do the right thing. Be the better person. Why are you so stubborn? And I was like, and Lala, I was like, thank you, Lala, for speaking up and being like, I think Katie should do what's right for Katie. And Katie wants to go on vacation. She can go on vacation. And I was like, yeah, exactly. And
I was Katie also should put her. Surprised that Ariana butted in too and was like, let's just offer her whatever it takes. Like, I mean, I guess she's like Sheena's best friend, so she's looking out for Sheena's wedding and stuff, but I was surprised that that Ariana would try to get Katie to give up that her room too.
But I also was on Katie's side too, where it's like, Sheena was bugging the shit out of all of us to book the rooms. And if you're if your bridesmaid, one of your top bridesmaids, your maid of honor or whatever, didn't book her room, which, by the way, is that girl Jamie all over who's doing the podcast.
Who is she? I don't know who that is.
The girl who did the podcast with the guy that saw Sandoval and Raquel the night after boys' night.
Oh, at the Abbey.
Oh, yes.
That's the girl.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But anyway.
You guys, also, Katie, like, these shows are all about FaceTime. And Katie wants to be filmed. That's how you get paid. If you don't show up in an episode, you don't get paid. She's
like, I'm not giving up my room. I need to be there during filming.
And the cameras would be on her. Oh, my God. By the way, that flashback that they had to Stassi talking shit about Sheena's dress with Christina. I am sorry. I was dying laughing.
Yes, I know. God, that was what's her name? Stassi was so savage when she was on there.
So savage.
But I will say also, this scene made me be like, why doesn't everybody hate Schwartz? Her coming in and him being like, do you smell like, pickles?
Oh, he fuck said that? You. I thought Ariana said that to her.
No, Schwartz did.
Schwartz told her she smelled like pickles and then told her, and then at the ping pong table or whatever, when he was like, how about this? I'll tell her I'll get back together with her if she'll give up. I was like, fuck you. Ugh. She left you, you douchey piece of shit. Ugh. You are so gross. Good luck with him, Joe, you crackhead psycho. I don't know who you are, but Katie says you're a crackhead psycho. Right. I believe it.
Believe Katie.
And then when he like
his outfit at this party, but
the dress was cute.
The hat was so bad, and I felt bad for her. I was like, "You look ridiculous, sweetie." And
she does often look ridiculous, but she looked good on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes, she did. Anyway, him following her out, and she was like on the verge of tears, and she was like, just because I just want an apology, and that's what she was like. I just wanted an apology for what. For meddling. And he was like, she didn't. Why are you so stubborn? Why are you like this? And she was like, you're just making things worse. Can I please just go home? Right. And I was like, he's such a piece of shit.
And he's like, and this I thought, he goes, well, you look cute.
Oh, it was
And I was like,
so
you don't think
condescending.
That. I was like, you don't think that. You're just
And that's when she
nice.
Said, you're just making things worse. Just leave me alone.
Yeah. Yes, like, I know. Yes. Me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He sucks.
Garbage human.
I mean, power to the women, be single for a while, but I really would like her to have somebody who just thinks she's great. Yeah. Like, just love on her for a while.
Yeah. So last thing for Vanderpump Rules I just want to talk about is our latest thoughts on the timeline. And there are a lot of thoughts out there. There's one particular Reddit thread I shared with you both about the timeline. And basically, I really believe a lot in this timeline. Essentially, here's where I stand right now is Tom and Rachel hooked up a long time ago, maybe even when she was still with James. That's why he did the over-the-top engagement for Rachella. And it was a weird play they were making for or against each other. They're so fucked up. And they just only got serious 7 months ago. Or 8 months ago at this point. Whatever. I just think that's when they got serious. But I think it's been going on for a very long time.
And they've been having dalliances. I think that they hooked up at Coachella. I think that was the first time. But I think the flirt... I think he has been interested in her a lot longer than she was interested in him.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. I would buy that.
I think that she was this cute, sweet, innocent girl. And, you know, and he got to be Mr. Generous and show off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, help her with James, who was such a toxic, awful person. But he was trying to help James, too. And I think it all started out with him trying to be, you know, the good guy in their relationship, who's like, he's Mr. Steady in his good relationship and wants to show them the way. And along the way, he was like, she's so sweet. She's so cute. Oh, my gosh. And then he started to have feelings for her. And then... she started to have feelings for him. But I think she was truly there. Like, I'm single. I'm fun and having fun probably, like, around the Coachella time. And then I think that it started up okay. hot and heavy after the guys' night.
Okay. I think they were fully screwing before the guys' night.
I do, too, actually. I think
that was before. They said it happened in July. They said it started in July. Boys' night was in August. And this yeah. pool party is, like, the second week of August. Like, so all the shit that's happening, she's already fucked around with him. So yeah. all her, like, you're a mistress, and you're the... Like, yeah. she's sleeping with him. I 5,000% believe that she has already slept with him by this point.
I would believe that they didn't get, quote, serious until after Havasu, though. Like, we're officially
yeah, together. Yeah, for sure. But I think that they had hooked up.
Because it was, like, all in the fall and everything when she was going...
when they were serious.
His, well, and I believe that. Going up, going to all of his concerts and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So I for sure believe they got serious after Havasu, but I believe that they had hooked up. And even if they, even if we're still playing devil's advocate and saying they hadn't had sex until boys' night, they had fully fooled around before then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they had fully, but I think they had already had sex.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I think that part of her freak out in the car, where her hyperventilating and everything was maybe Sunday scaries, but also I wonder if part of it was all these girls are attacking me for going after people, and there's like some part of her that, but all that, like, yeah, I'm sorry, but all that confidence, all that parroting, all the words of Sandoval and everything yes. that's happening, boys' night.
Yeah, they've definitely spent a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. I do think that her hooking up with the Oliver guy in Vegas and all the Tom stuff was to get Tom jealous.
Yeah, and to leave Ariana.
Yeah.
And screen time.
Yes. And screen time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because she's like, okay, so I'm so listening to Watch What Happens Live, Watch What Crappens, I usually don't like disagree with Ben and Ronnie. I usually just like appreciate their takes and whatever, but I was very much against Ronnie because he's so pro Raquel.
He is?
Yes, because he's like, he hates Katie and he always has.
Okay, right.
And he does. He's like, I think that she sucks now with everything we know about her, but just watching the show right. in a
he
vacuum.
He really is trying to watch like in a super, vacuum.
And Ben's like, uh-huh, but I think she might have been hooking up with Sandoval at this point. And he's like, no, she wasn't. We don't know that, blah, blah, blah. She's just, he's like, this is her villain backstory. This is, she just did this with Sandoval because these girls pushed her to an edge by being mean girls. And I'm like, no way. You 100% have this wrong. She is a pageant girl, competitive with yes. women, that she gets her self-value and self-worth by getting the guy and beating the girl. And that is it.
Sorry, Ronnie. I love you, but no.
I do think that Sandoval, they're both at fault, but I definitely think Sandoval really pushed for this. And
oh, yeah. I think he was after her for sure.
Yeah. I think he started it more than maybe she did. I think he was the one more than her who was like, let's get it on. Well, because he also, like, his whole thing about, like, oh, we have an open relationship, him and Ariana.
But she's friends with Ariana. She knows that's not true. Like,
I know. Yeah.
She's supposedly better friends with Ariana.
Right.
Like.
Clearly not.
I don't know. The fact that Katie and Lala were speaking amongst themselves that in August of last year, that they were really weirded out by Raquel and Sandoval and they thought something fishy was going on.
They did say that. I'm forgetting.
They've said that now. They've come out and said that, like, they had talked to each other. I think Katie said it somewhere and Lala has said it somewhere separately.
Interesting. I also think that Sandoval wanted this to play out in a storyline, but where he wasn't the bad guy. Where him and Ariana break up, and then it turns out he's with Raquel, and he gets to be, like, the star in the center of this whole big thing for Vanderpump Rules, and then it just all fucking, like, blew up in his face, and I'm so glad it did.
Okay, I will say one other thing. The whole thing that was put out there that, like, oh, he couldn't break up with her because of her dog died and because of blah, blah, blah. Why would he... Her dog just died. Why would that be a thing of, like, unless it had been going on before that?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, he's just a liar.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
And right. Here's my question. Do you think he actually meant to break up with Ariana? Or do you think he was just stringing Raquel along?
I don't know. I think that he might have wanted to be with Raquel for a storyline. Because I was dead. The Ariana relationship was dead.
I have wondered that myself, Haley, if he wasn't going to actually go through with it. With Raquel, like, I don't know. It seems like his ego would be too big to, like, let someone like Ariana go. Because, especially if she's going to then have a successful restaurant, like, you know, he'd want to be a part of, like, guaranteed, like, hop onto her success, you know? So, I don't know. He's just a garbage person.
Garbage. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Summer House.
Yes.
Wow. Like, it truly is. I thought this was going to be the most explosive season. It's just one thing.
Snooze.
It's Kyle and Carl having their Bethany Carroll moment of, like, breaking up.
Totally.
That's it. Yes. That's all I kept thinking at the beginning of the episode. I was like, this is like Bethany and Carol. It's just the slow, drawn out friendship breakup. And we have to be along for the ride. And it's just a whole lot of, like, Lindsay constantly being like, you were talking about me the whole time? When she was like, what were you and Kyle talking about when she was talking to Carl? And I'm like, Lindsay, of course they were talking about you. You know that whether it's correct or not, you're a part of, like, a lot of
this. I disagree. I think her reaction to that was right because she was like, why am I still the center of this? Like, this is between... Because I think she feels like, why am I being drawn into this? You should have put Kyle in his place and been like, don't talk about Lindsay like that. Let's talk about the real issues.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, Lindsay is part of the issue for Kyle, regardless of whether she should be. So why
But she doesn't believe that she should be. Because she doesn't believe she should be, and she believes, well, I've been hearing Carl talk about all the ways he's unhappy in his job and unhappy with Kyle for the last 6 months, and so he should be talking about those things.
What did you think about when Lindsay says, why are you coming at me? And he said, I'm not coming at you. You'll know when I'm coming for you. And then there was, like, music. It was, like, this big thing. I'm like,
thing that was really interesting about that was that they did that cut, and then I was like, whoa. And then they cut to commercial or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they came back, and when they replayed it from the commercial, they played it, like, with him being more like, you would know if I was coming for you.
Oh, they did.
Like, it was really weird. I was like, oh. They play it one way before the break, and then after, it doesn't seem as harsh.
Oh, so weird.
It was weird.
That's weird. But, like, everyone was watching Carl and Lindsay fight and was loving it.
I know. They're all assholes. I feel like, but I do feel like, okay, I will say this. I was like, oh, there is more to this relationship that is not, like, perfect. Yeah, and now I see Danielle's side. Not about the rushing things, but the point of, like, okay, he has an issue with Lindsay's drinking. He doesn't like her when she's drunk. Lindsay still wants to be able to go out and get drunk and have a good time. But Lindsay's not doing that because she doesn't, she knows that Carl doesn't. And I don't know that he's being, I don't think he's being direct with Lindsay and saying, I don't like it when you drink.
Agreed.
And I also think with Danielle, when she was like, Lindsay's like, well, why don't you talk to me about stuff, whatever? She's like, you make it so that I can't talk to you about your relationship. She's like, well, it's my relationship. You shouldn't be able to. I totally get Danielle's side. She's been ousted out of this friendship, and it's sad.
But I also get Lindsay's side of being like, why am I hearing about this from Paige? And Danielle went and, like, totally violated by going to, like, that's Paige true. And those girls hate Lindsay. Hey, and Lindsay yes. knows that. Yeah. And yes. so for Danielle to go talk behind her,
but didn't Lindsay's but she apologized that was... for that. Didn't she I mean Danielle did say I'm sorry. You know, I should come to you.
I'm just saying when Lindsay it, sees yeah. how much she talked about her behind her back to those she girls on TV, it's going to be bad.
You guys, why were Lindsay and Paige talking at all? I was like, what are we watching? Cuz
they always
right now?
Have
Do they?
Probably because Lindsay was drinking. Oh. And yeah. so she sat down and was like, Paige.
After this episode, though, I don't think Carl and Lindsay are going to last.
Really?
Now after this episode, I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Fundamental because problems?
Because of her drinking. Because of her drinking. I don't think.
I don't necessarily think she has a drinking problem. I'm not no. saying that. But I think that, like, the fact.
When she drinks, she is kooky and gets super intense and angry, and I don't think he's got much of a stamina yeah. for that.
Exactly. I agree.
Which is fine and his prerogative. It's not, like, bad that he doesn't.
No, no,
but...
exactly.
No. And I also do think, like, I don't know, it kind of sucks to me. She should have just gone to Montauk, too. Like,
do you think
I do
she wanted
agree
to
with...
go?
Yes.
Yes.
She 5 million per... I know I keep saying 5,000%.
I always say that,
she
too.
Wanted to go to Montauk, and she that's why she kept going. I mean, Paige and right. what's her name, even though I think they're snotty, mean girls, they were right in that she did keep looking to him, being like, are we going? You don't want to go? And it's like... And they when they were like, he's 37 sober. And sober. He was yes. he was on he's the couch. Not. He had no interest in going yes. out.
Agreed.
But it's like, she should be able to go out and party with her friends.
I know. That was annoying to me. Like, he shouldn't be saying anything about that. Like,
and I will say, it did kind of seem like he was a little bit like he didn't want her to go. So I do think there is a dynamic in their relationship that's...
maybe not super healthy. Yeah. That, you know, she should be able to do that and... I mean, well, and I thought Amanda was like, it's never stopped Kyle before.
Yeah.
It's really funny about going out.
Yeah.
If your partner stays home.
I really felt for Danielle, again, I just feel mostly yeah. for Danielle in this, but mm-hmm. I really felt for her when she was like, well, why don't you want to go to Montauk? And Lindsay's like, but Carl's not going. She's like, but you can go. She's like, but what am I going to do if Carl doesn't go there? She's like, you can hang out with me. And she's yes. like, that's not enough. It's too far to go to hang out with you. If I were
she's
Danielle
like,
at that moment,
yeah.
If I were Danielle at that moment, I'd be like, not like I hate you, Lindsay, but I'd be like, I am not anything.
I would
to
be
you
like,
anymore.
But I'm going to Montauk because I think it's fun to get out of this house sometimes. And I know you think that too.
Yes.
So you should grow a pair and come with me.
It just hurt my feelings on behalf of Danielle.
Totally. And next, the preview for next week where she's like, well, why would I want to go to Montauk? If I'm not with Carl, there's no reason to go. And Danielle was like, I am very offended by that.
That's what
yeah.
Dipti was
It was
saying.
Horrible, you know? It's
no,
like,
she was Dipti. I was talking about the preview for next week that they actually
I thought she
had
actually
that.
Said that this week.
She did, but too. they But there's
they rehash it.
No, yeah, there's a whole thing like at brunch or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad they'll get into that more because
it's so shitty.
As an often single person, always single person, I feel this really hard. You know how, like, you know, when you watch shows, you empathize with someone way more because you relate to them in some way. Not that Danielle is single, but obviously her relationship is on the fritz. Mm-hmm. I just know what that feels like so much to just, like, not be enough for someone anymore. Right. You know?
Well, it's and, like, I mean, the summer before, Lindsay was hanging with her all the time. Mm-hmm. And they were... You know, even though Danielle was in a relationship, Danielle still went out all the time.
Right.
Never stopped Danielle from going out with Lindsay. I mean, even though, again, Danielle's not single this
season. But people in relationships do go out, you know, without their significant others. Yes. And that's
people in relationships should go out without their significant others.
You should have a life. Like, this is a new thing that Lindsay and Carl are dealing with, is that like him being like her having to navigate him being weird about her wanting to go out. I don't know. Also, I'm shocked this season at Amanda's thinness.
Her ribs were showing.
Ribs were showing.
Aren't they always shocking. Like that though?
She's thinner than ever. And I just went on her Instagram this morning because I was like, is she still super skinny? And yeah, it looks like she
is. I just thought she always was.
Well, she always was. But
like
her
boobs are sagging. She's so skinny. Like she's always had like nice big tatas.
She said that, right? Where have I heard? I mean, either, I don't know. Somebody's talking about how much weight she lost and all the bad acne she got from going off the pill.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's from?
She said she lost a bunch of weight going off the pill, but it also seems like a lot of weight.
But she's always super thin and she's pretty tiny. So, I mean, that's probably not that much weight for her to look that thin.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's, I just was like, ooh,
because I saw somebody be like, she's lost like 30 pounds. And I'm like, she's a tiny girl. She probably lost.
She did not lose 30 pounds. Right. She's got 30 pounds to lose.
10, I would say even, because she's always super thin.
But she's tall.
She is?
Well,
Kyle's not that tall.
Kyle's like 5'10".
He is? He looks like, he has carried the energy of a 5'8"er.
Yeah, he's like a 5'8 or 5'9.
I think he's at least 5'10 because Carl's 6'2 or 6'3. Oh, right?
Fair enough. Okay. What's Kyle Cook.
But Carl's over 6 feet. Like maybe.
Oh, Kyle looks tall.
Oh, it says he's 5'11.
Oh.
Wow. I don't buy that.
Okay. And the internet is like always
right. Exactly.
I think he's like 5'10.
You guys, do you know what annoyed the shit out of me this episode? Ugh, Ciara being Carter Brown.
Yes, I was saying there were two comments I had about this episode.
Dork.
And the first comment I had was that I felt bad for Danielle. And my second comment, and I was worried about Lindsay and Carl's relationship. And my second comment was, I fucking hate Ciara. I was like, she was so annoying to me as Carmen Boone. And I was like, if you were a fun person ever, maybe you'd be able to carry this off.
But totally.
You're such a snotty, grumpy bitch face all the time that I'm like, shut up.
Yes.
Exactly. Well said. It's because she's not fun.
She's a drip.
She's not a drip, and her being like, bam, or whatever it was, you know.
The bams were super annoying.
I was like, that's not who you are.
Yeah,
like,
the bam was so irritating. Amanda's 5'4".
She's 5'4"?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
so she did not
tiny.
Lose 15. She's tiny. Oh, she's always been tiny.
For whatever reason, I've always thought she was, she always gave
I bet you she's like 100 pounds.
To me. Yeah, yes. 5'4", she's like 100 pounds, I agree.
Maybe 105 at most. That's really little.
Yeah, that's really
for
little.
For 5'4".
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, what did you think of the Sam scene when she was really drunk when they came back from the party?
And pouring her heart out.
She was like, I'm annoying. I can't imagine anyone liking me. It like, made I me apologize. Like
her. I feel bad for her.
I feel bad I like for her, too.
I like her.
I'm not going to say I like her.
I'm a sucker.
But I know.
She's annoying and nobody likes
she
her.
She is annoying.
Just kidding.
She is annoying. I'm just kidding. Ish, but I
she's
still
25.
Like her.
She has time to grow. She's just figuring it out.
She seems like a nice person, like a good person.
Yeah, she just seems like a good person. But what did she do that Tim, the Australian, like was like, out? She like,
did
she laid on the table, or she did.
She
laid on
the
table and danced or something.
And she did something else, and I thought with her mouth or something. And he was like, I'm going to put you in a
Uber.
Right. Oh, gosh. I just felt bad for her.
I know.
So it does kind of seem like maybe she goes around and, like, these guys are, like, initially interested and then they're not. Like, she maybe
is annoying.
I think
she is, like, I think she's a lot. I think, like, her saying I'm a lot
which
is probably true.
That's okay. Weird because she doesn't come across as, like, a
too
lot.
Much? No.
Yeah, like, necessarily
I mean,
in
she
what we've
talks
seen of
a
her.
Lot.
I think they've edited it all out because it's probably too so
and I think probably when she's drunk, she is a little crazy attention whorey. Like,
yeah.
Look at me. Oh, yes. You're not acting
that's
like
so
you like me. So look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still question whether she asks anyone else about themselves.
Oh, yes.
She probably just talks about herself, and she's probably like, if people aren't asking me stuff, then I'm bored and I need to bring it back to me. Like,
right.
She doesn't know how to, my
well,
guess.
She's someone who
she doesn't
feels
know how to listen.
Like who doesn't let there be any silence. Like, I think she fills every gap with her thoughts, and I think it's probably like, okay, enough.
I gotta say, I feel like Maya, like last season I liked her, and this season I'm like, are
she's
you...
She's a mean girl. She's a mean
a
girl.
A
mean
girl.
Mean girl.
Dud? Like a dud person and a mean girl at the same time?
She's
like,
gotta go.
She
I
seems
love Gabby.
Very unkind. Very
yes,
unkind.
I love Gabby.
I
like
Gabby.
Gabby.
Gabby's got good vibes. She's super, like, just has a great personality, is chatty. Comfortable in her own skin.
And they shit all over her party and she took it well.
Yes, I know. They were so mean girl to her and she totally handled it. And I
she was
like,
my party? 65 out of 100?
I think Paige
she's like, that's failing.
Yeah. I think the mean girls have to go.
I'm sick of the mean girls.
What happened to Maya? Like, first of all, she's never been fun. She's always been a drip.
That's true.
Yeah.
But like, why did she all of a sudden become so arrogant and mean this season? Like, where did that come
from? But that's
from?
What I'm saying. Maybe she always like that, though.
Besties with Paige.
And she's like, I only have, like, five friends. Ugh.
Yeah,
okay.
she's friends with the popular mean girl. Popular mean girl accepted her. So she's like...
I don't like that energy. I don't like her energy this season at all.
People love Paige, and I used to love Paige, but all I see is this mean girl who is, like, not... The fact that they all keep talking about Carl and Lindsay, and if you look at the amount of screen time that all of the people have had, I would like somebody to do an analysis of who's actually been on the screen. Carl and Lindsay have probably been... will be at the bottom of actually having been on... the television screen every episode, like, but they spend so much time talking about them, and I'm like, what about Craig? What about your life? What about your relationship?
Why aren't they talking about it?
What about whoever Maya's? Not Oliver. Is his name Oliver too?
Her boyfriend, Maya's boyfriend, is
Oliver.
Oliver. What about Oliver? What about Robert? You all have screwed up relationships. Robert and Danielle. I mean. To be fair, I feel like Danielle's doing a good job putting her real life out there. But she and Robert are having problems.
It's weird that no one's talking about their personal life. But nobody's asking. It's like, obviously, it's being done on purpose.
Paige has been kind of non-existent this whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Craig coming? I guess she needs Craig to come.
I guess later. Yeah, because remember they teased the whole, like, he wants to get married and she doesn't want to thing.
So you guys, who is on this Colorado winter house? Like, Schwartz is filming it or finished filming
it's
it.
It's done.
Who else is on it? Is it Craig and Paige and, like, all the Kyle and Amanda? Like, all of them?
Kyle and Amanda are. Corey is on it.
Oh, he is.
Again, I think. Yeah, he was back.
Austin?
Brian Benny.
Oh, that's right. Who's Brian Benny? He's from Family Karma.
Oh, he's the cutie.
A couple people from Below Deck.
Oh.
Which is super random.
Super random. But
I feel like that's its whole own world.
But they're all sorts of young people. I wonder how those worlds mix.
I know. It'll be strange.
Well, interesting. I'm still into the scandal of it all. I really am. But I just didn't think that the last episode of VPR was the best of the season. And Summer House is becoming super repetitive. But I also can't wait to see Danielle and Amanda's lunch together. Their solo lunch.
Oh, yes. Because Lindsay? She asked her.
Yeah. Lindsay asked Amanda to lunch. Amanda solo. To go to lunch.
You said Danielle and Amanda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes.
That will be I am interested in that as well.
Yeah, I am too.
How that goes.
It was interesting to me when Amanda was like, I've never done anything with her, just the two of us. Or in like 5 years.
It's weird to me. I mean, I don't know. I guess, but Lindsay probably wasn't, although. Lindsay was just not nice to Amanda this whole time? I don't know. Well, because Amanda is younger and Lindsay was friends with Kyle first, and maybe she just didn't.
I suspect that by the time Lindsay was ready to be like nice to Amanda, Amanda had fully immersed herself in the mean girls of Hannah and Paige, and we hate.
Oh, yes.
We hate Lindsay. And so then it was like, it became that whole thing. And I think I said it last week, and I believe it, that a lot of the issues with Carl and Kyle, like, okay, it's nuanced, and they have their issues, but I think there is a big driving part of it is he's married to Amanda now. Amanda has issues with Lindsay. Lindsay and the mean girls hate Lindsay, and so Kyle's going to take his wife's side. They're married now. He wants to have a happy wife, happy life situation. And he's like, that's why his stupid conversation with Carl was all about our wives have to get along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So I will say two more tidbits. So the lame guys on this show.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, I heard an interview with Amanda and I think it was Maya. And they said, it might have been Sierra and Maya and Amanda. It was definitely Amanda and one or two other Summer House girls who said that they had a really hard time casting guys. And that they would have, the past few seasons, they've had guys lined up who've backed out at the last minute. And they just really can't get anybody on.
That would make sense because Chris is no bueno on this show. Watching him hit on girls, like, it was just so cringe.
Embarrassing.
Really embarrassing. What was your second tidbit?
Oh, that Emily from She Speaks Bravo said that she had posted something about, like, the drinking. Oh, that she was like, oh, now I understand why there's an issue with why Danielle has an issue with Carl and Lindsay, and like Kyle has an issue because he made that comment on Winter House about Carl telling him that he was going to break up with Lindsay because he couldn't handle her drinking.
Uh-huh.
And Lindsay reached out to Emily after she made this comment about it. So she was like, Emily was like, I'm not going to go into our whole back and forth because, you know, it was private and whatever, I'm not gonna blah blah blah, but Lindsay disagrees with my take, and also Lindsay did not know that Carl had said that until the show aired, until Winter House aired.
Interesting.
So but she's saying that they do not have an issue. Lindsay, I think, was irritated with Emily's take, and I can't remember exactly everything. You can go listen to She Speaks Bravo to.
It looks like not everything is paradise with Carl and Lindsay, from what we're seeing.
So from that perspective, I do kind of understand. And to be fair, I do understand Lindsay and Carl not wanting to put all their their dirty laundry out on TV, but don't go on TV, which is totally fine. Like, graduate. Be adult people. If you're going to be, if they're going to be married and have a successful marriage, they have to be off the off.
Okay, well, that's Summer House and that's Vanderpump Rules. Thank you, ladies, for talking with me. Yes. Now, Larkin's going to be on vacation. Haley's going to be on vacation. We are going to take a little bit of a break from the Scandaball and the Summer House of it all. But I will be back soon with Haley and Sarah to talk Ultimate Girls Trip in Thailand, which is... So far, there's been 3 episodes out, and I think it is excellent, and I'm super excited to talk about it. And so we'll be back with you soon. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yay. Bye. Bye.